Welcome to a live Blue Plate special from our KPLU Seattle studios. Welcome Janava Magnuson Band, welcome our Leadership Circle members, and my mom, who's here today. Janava, we'd love to hear a tune or two from your new record.
All right, let's do the first track, which is a number that I co-wrote with Dave Darling called There It Is.
All right.
Was in for a surprise. I let my love flow from my heart into your eyes, and then I found out there was nothing I could know or guess about you. You'd go as far as you would go. Well, it took me years to figure out that there was nothing I could give to you. Years to figure out that there was nothing you would take from me. How can I just describe the way I slowly lost my hope for you. All of that time, all of that time, I thought I knew you. Oh, I thought I knew you. I just wasn't even close. I had my heart set. A little more than a ghost, I thought I'd show you. Baby, there's no way we can lose. I thought I'd force you to just realize and choose. It took me years to figure out that there was nothing I could give to you. Years to figure out that you were never really gonna choose. How can I describe the way I slowly lost my love for you? All of that time, all of that time, I thought I knew you. Nothing I could show to you. Years to figure out you were never really gonna choose. How can I describe the way I slowly lost my love for you? All of that time, all of that time, I thought I knew you.
Agnes and her band performing live in the KPLU Seattle studios. Thank you so much, Janava. It's so great to hear you guys. The band sounds just great. Could you introduce, tell me who we're hearing?
Absolutely. Thanks so much, John. On drums and background vocals from St. Louis, Missouri, Mr. Matt Tekiu.
All right.
On bass guitar, yeah. On bass guitar from Schenectady, New York, and background vocals, Gary Davenport.
Yeah.
On Hammond piano and... lots of background vocals back there. From Lansing, Michigan, Mr. Jim Alfredson. And from Dayton, Ohio, the funk capital of the world, as you know, John, on guitar and background vocals, Mr. Zach Zunis.
Yeah, he's got it. Well, Jana, I've been following your career ever since you started putting records out. And your earlier records were more traditional. As I've listened to them come out, I'm saying, well, it's kind of getting a little more R&B in there. The next record, maybe a little soul coming in there. The next record, maybe a little sense of roots and Americana. I think it's a wonderful progression. I guess I'm interested, is that intentional or is that just happened? Is that just you just, you know, did you say I want to move to a more soul direction or has it just happened?
I think it's just been a natural evolution for me. You know, definitely the earlier records are definitely more traditional and I believe that it's right and accurate that the Blues Foundation has categorized me as contemporary blues, which incorporates the soul factor for me. And I guess that's a little bit of Detroit roots coming in too, you know. Nobody's presented me with a pair of handcuffs yet. Now, I'm sure there's some protesting. I'm sure there's some folks that are not happy that I've pushed into a more of a contemporary trip. But I don't want to make the same record twice. A lot of folks do that, and that's good, and it works for them. It doesn't work for me. So pushing forward, and I'm definitely influenced by my surroundings, and I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good thing. You know, I'm always going to have the deepest love and respect for traditional blues. You know, it's never going to get any better than, you know, Tampa Red or Memphis Mini or Sun House for me. It's mm-hmm. just not. And I love that, but I also love, you know, Al Green.
Sure.
I really love that, and I love, you know, all the stuff that comes out of Memphis and always has, mm-hmm. beginning, middle, and now, right?
Well, the new record has a very consistent sound. I mean, it sounds like an album that goes with itself. It's really nice.
Thank you.
Like to hear if you have another tune for
us?
Yeah,
we got a couple more if we got
them.
Sure,
yeah.
Here's one that I co-wrote. I co-wrote three on the new record with my producer, Dave Darling. This is a little thing I've been doing since I was a kid. It's called Whistling in the Dark.
Nice.
So right now, felt like nothing could hurt me in the middle of the night. But I suppose if I was telling the truth now, there'll be no way for me to get over you. Oh no. So I'll keep pretending. I'll just keep on pretending and whistling in the dark. Mm-hmm. When I was a baby child, I'd always run away and hide. No, it's true. Always thinking they could never know how much I cried.
Don't tell us all.
Those days are long gone, but some nights I still feel the same. I know you're leaving, and I think maybe I only got myself to blame. So I'll keep pretending.
I'll keep pretending.
I'll just keep on pretending.
I'll keep on pretending.
I'll just keep on pretending and whistling in the dark.
Thank you. All right.
Janava Magnus and her band performing live at the KPLU studios. So I'm a musician, and
yes.
My experience is sometimes you want to be in your comfort zone. Sometimes you want to be out of it. Like when you're playing with jazz, you want to kind of push so you're kind of out of your zone. I'm wondering, when you're performing, are you trying to get out there, or are you trying to be as comfortable as you can?
I feel really lucky to have this ensemble, because what happens, this is the best band I've ever had, which is why they're on the record, okay?
Yeah.
What you're hearing, what you see live is what you get when you get the disc or the download. And these guys do their job so well as a unit that it allows me to sort of be free. For the audience, for the radio audience, I've got my hands extended, my arms are out wide open. I feel like I can float. It's sort of like being on a high wire, and they're my net. And it's very freeing. So I don't know if that's in or out of the comfort zone. Sometimes it's out of it. It's not uncommon for me to get off the bandstand, finish signing autographs and talking to people, and then go back in the dressing room and lose it. Happens real regular for me. I'm back there crying, turning into Raccoon Girl with all that eyeliner.
Wow.
It's not uncommon.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Wow. Janava Magnus in our KPLU studio. She has a brand new CD out on Alligator Records, Stronger For It. And we'd love to hear another tune.
We got another one if
Great.
We got time.
Yeah.
This is another co-write with Dave Darling. It's a tradition in my family. It's called I Won't Cry.
Colder the night, the closer the hand, the sharper the knife, the tighter I hold on, the further you seem to fly. I get cut, I might bleed, but I won't cry. The bigger the love, the blacker the bruise, the less that you give me seems like the more I could use. The longer you harder I have to try. I get cut, I might bleed, but I won't cry. The quicker the love, the softer the mood. All those whispers,
I might bleed,
they just sink like a storm.
I might bleed.
I think maybe mama should just push on before those fists just fly. I get cut, I might bleed, but I won't cry. Stops.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Once more, I just hold on,
whoa, whoa,
until I get strength to fly. I get cut, I might bleed, but I won't cry. I get cut, I won't cry. I get cut. Oh, I might bleed, but I won't cry.